President Biden's recent comment referring to a portion of the Republican Party as semi-fascist has sparked controversy and raised questions about potential violations of federal law. The remark was made during a speech in Rockville, Maryland, where Biden condemned MAGA Republicans and their philosophy as semi-fascism. The Western Journal reports that the White House's handling of this situation has come under scrutiny. The article cites federal law prohibiting certain political activities by federal employees, raising concerns that Biden's comments may have violated these regulations. The report highlights the specific law in question, the Hatch Act, which restricts federal employees from engaging in partisan political activities while on duty or in their official capacity. The law aims to ensure that the federal workforce remains impartial and focused on serving the public, rather than engaging in political campaigns or activities. While the president and vice president are exempt from the Hatch Act, the article suggests that Biden's remarks could potentially violate another federal law, 18 U.S. Code Bar 610, which prohibits intimidating, threatening, or coercing federal employees to engage in political activities. The Western Journal emphasizes that Biden's characterization of a significant portion of the Republican Party's semi-fascist could be perceived as an attempt to intimidate or coerce federal employees who may hold conservative or Republican views. The article also notes that the White House's response to the situation has been criticized. According to the report, the White House has not provided a clear explanation or justification for Biden's comments, which some perceive as inflammatory and divisive rhetoric. While the legality of Biden's remarks is under scrutiny, the Western Journal underscores the broader implications of such language from a sitting president. The article suggests that such rhetoric could further polarize the political landscape and exacerbate tensions between the two major parties.